Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroy, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will be your heart be. The name of the body is your eye. If your eye is sun, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus asks us to give our heart to Him. All the secular things is a hindrance. It doesn't mean that Jesus prohibits us to possess earthly things, but most important is to be free from all these things. You can keep it, but your heart is not there. Your heart is in God. Most important is that whatever we do is for the kingdom of God. You keep things, sometimes necessary, but our heart is not there. Our heart is in God. What does it mean? That means we can, moment by moment, live well the will of God. For example, when you're cooking, forget about things outside the kitchen. When you're talking to people, stop criticizing. Just one mind, one heart, to learn to listen with simplicity. This is poverty. Real poverty doesn't mean we don't have anything. Real poverty means every moment is due for the greater glory of God. That means to concentrate on what you're doing, forgetting about things of the past, things of the future. Although you say they are not possess what you have to possess, but if you keep things for yourself, you're not open to others, your mind, your heart to God, to others, then you are still not living the spirit of poverty. The important is, even you have things, but your heart is always free from these things to listen, to do the will of God, and this is a big treasure. But if your heart is always thinking about things of the past, things of the future, and not concentrate on what you're doing, then although you don't have anything, but you're not living in poverty. Living in poverty means open your heart, always free from anything, and just to be with God, just to be with people, one mind, one heart. Ask Jesus to give us special grace that we can always free from all distraction, and one mind, one heart, to love, to listen.